welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday I concluded a message I'd been sharing this week, and then shared that I had recently, when I was going through some files, ran across a prophetic word that Brother Glass shared with the UCM partners back in March of 1979. And it was a very lengthy prophecy. I started to share it yesterday, and with the Lord's help, we'll just continue sharing that today. I'll pick up where I left off and pray that you will be blessed by it. Father, we thank you that your word is true, Father, that the prophetic word of the Lord, Lord, you never did away with it. You gave apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Lord, they did not, that those offices did not pass away. Why? Because the purpose of them was that we would come unto the measure of a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ Jesus. And we know, Lord, the Holy Spirit is actively working in the hearts of men, not just to open hearts for salvation, but Lord, that those that walk with you, love you, are filled with the Spirit, desiring to accomplish your will in their lives. Father, you are doing a work of perfecting us, that we can stand before you as a pure and spotless bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. We thank you for that, Lord. We're preparing our wedding garments, Lord. You've clothed us with the garments of righteousness, with the garment of salvation. And Lord, we are having our lamps trimmed, our lights burning, so that we will be ready to receive the Lord Jesus when he returns. We bless you for it. Lord, let your word, your timeless word, speak to the hearts of your people. I'm starting to share right now. Multitudes of my people languish in fear and dread. Multitudes more are bowed low with infirmities. Even more walk with leaden steps. This is not a time to do less. This is not a time to fold hands and look with eyes of satisfaction because one's household is saved, while multitudes perish because no one has reached them with my saving words. Many sit in despair because of the conditions in the world. Yea, all is not lost. All is not hopeless. My people need to be stirred. Their hearts need the quickening of my spirit anew and afresh. Lo, all who are willing to hear shall turn their ears to the word of the Lord, which shall go forth as a trumpet blast. They shall hear the truth, and they shall be set free. In the midst of their difficulties and their trials, I will be their support. When the darkness seems to be closing in, I will be their light of victory. No darkness in this world can hide my face from the eyes of the children of faith. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord of unlimited possibilities. I know no lack. My storehouse is full. Your requests and your needs can never exhaust my resources. Think largely, ask largely, so your joy will be full to overflowing. Beloved, no thought you have is too much for me to grant. No need is too great, no task is too hard for me to do. My beloved, my obedient ones shall stand and hear my voice. Yea, you shall see what the world can't see. You shall hear what the world can't hear. I will anoint your eyes to see and your ears to hear the things of God. You who are my own will hear my voice and will not fear to follow. I will reveal to you truths and promises contained in my written word, which will transform your lives. I will whisper to the inner recesses of your heart and mind the holy purpose of God for your life. As you open your hearts through love and obedience unto me, you shall begin to know the glory and the power and the truth of my word like never before. All that have the desire to hear and obey, awaken to the call of the Lord of hosts. Come, come to me. Come, you who are hungry. Come, you who are in distress. Come, you who are bent with heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Let God arise in your life as the eagle that soars high in the heavens. I think only good towards you. I desire only good for you. Yea, along the highways and the byways of the earth, I am calling to you. I am calling to those who have ears to hear. So open your ears to hear, ready your tongue to praise me, for the moving of the Lord shall begin in your whole being. It shall be even as anointing oil, which is poured on the head of the priest for the separation and anointing for holy service, even as Aaron of old. I shall cause my spirit to be the anointing of power upon and within you. You shall be as one of my jewels. You shall be one of the stalks of my planting. You shall be one of the flowers of my garden. Your praises shall be sweeter than the taste of pure honey. Your love, your obedience, your faithfulness shall be as a symphony of song played on the strings of exquisite instruments. You shall be as fountains through which I pour my perfect love to the multitudes. Behold, I am calling, I am looking, I am seeking all who love me to arise and present themselves to me in prayerful obedience. Lift up your eyes to me. Lift up your hearts to me, O my people. Let none doubt my holy words, for they are true and they are faithful. And all who will believe shall know in their own hearts, minds, and spirits that it is I who call you forth to a more glorious and victorious walk. Many in these last days shall walk away from the harvest fields because they cannot see great results. That is why I will anoint your eyes so you can see by the Spirit that all you do in behalf of my work is no little thing. That which you do in my service is of no small account, says the Lord. And by your willing heart, by your faithfulness to occupy the ground I have stood you in, yea, that's where I have placed you, yea, that fertile ground laden with a whited harvest, you shall stand with your hands filled with the sacred gifts of souls redeemed. Remember, this is the hour of body ministry. No one person can do these things alone. You are all needed. You are all important. He who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. He who stands even as a weed puller in my vineyard may seem to have a lowly position in my work, but does not the weed strangle and choke the life from the true planting? Yea, many shall be as weed pullers through the spirit of prayer. Many shall stand in the gap and defeat the attempts of the wicked one to destroy my work. Many shall be responsible to see the seeds of my word are well planted. Many shall call on the Lord to send forth the Holy Spirit to water the planting, and a great harvest shall be readied. Lo, the gatherers of the harvest shall be no greater than he that planted, nor he that weeded the vineyard of the Lord. For one and all shall receive their just rewards for standing faithful as the member of the body of Christ that I have made them. No jealousy, no resentment, no anger, no fear, no waywardness shall afflict this people, for they shall do with a whole heart and with both hands all they can do to fulfill the will of their heavenly Father. O my people, in your hearts will be the song of praise and adoration unto the Lord of your life. Even your praises will be as healing hands to afflicted souls. Through you, beloved, through the multitudes of my faithful, obedient, and saved and sanctified ones, shall the work of the Lord go forth throughout the earth. Through you shall the healing of multitudes take place. Yea, count not your position a small thing. Your faithfulness is what I ask. Your faithfulness is what pleases me. Yea, my beloved, the steadfastness of your love is as a sweet ointment to me, saith the Lord. I am the vine, and you are the branches. I am the life which flows through you, to you, and I have given you the honor to display the fruit of my harvest. Work while the light still shines. Redeem the time, for the days are evil, says the Lord. Well, there's still yet a little bit more to share, and I'll conclude that on the following broadcast, which will be next week. I thank you for joining me, and if you'd like a copy of what I've been sharing, feel free to ask for Brother Glass's prophecy, and I'll send a copy in the mail to you. But I thank you for your prayer support, your faithfulness, my UCM partners, my radio family. I pray for you every day, my partners. And I thank you for joining me. I thank you for being a blessing. And let us all hear that word of the Lord. Let us be more faithful and more obedient to whatever God has called us to do. Every single member of the body of Christ, as the Lord said, is very important in this hour. So I thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.